Welcome to It's Better Here, the official podcast of the Producers Co-op. Whether you are out in the yard, the field, the pasture, or the barn, we have everything you need. It's Better Here. Welcome to the show.
That's right. We're back. My name is Jason Dias. Her name is?
Mandy Joe.
And it's so great to be back on the podcast. Before we get to our guest today, some big news here at the co-op. We've got a new bundle of joy here at the co-op family, don't we?
Yes. Buddy is a new brother. We got a new assistant station manager. Little baby Blue is up and about learning the ropes.
Yep. And he has a core cut. Catula?
Kerr Catahoula.
There you go. Beautiful puppy. I've met him. I was an idiot, brought my wife in here to meet him, and now we're actually sort of on the fence about maybe picking up Blue's sister. So we'll see what happens with that. I told you I spent 14 years doing a banking podcast, and one time we were interviewing the president of the Credit Union Association of California. And at the end of the interview, we just asked fun questions. Hey, what doesn't show up on the LinkedIn profile? And she goes, well, I'm an urban chicken farmer. And when I first heard that, I thought, is this code for something that I'm supposed to know about? Is this like some underground club that you're a part of? No, she actually raised chickens on the top of her condo building, and that's what we're talking about today. Not urban, but.
Yes, backyard poultry is really big right now. We have a lot of options here at the co-op. We sell chicks. We sell all the supplies that go with it. So we've got Jason Mangold with us today. He's a Comal County Extension Office agent, and you know, I was telling him earlier, extension agents have to be an expert on literally everything, and so today he's going to be our expert on poultry.
And of course, like a lot of people, I love eggs. Okay, I do love eggs, and the past few years they've gotten kind of expensive, however, and so I remember back during the pandemic, you couldn't find them. There was that period of time when you could not find eggs. I was going to Walmart, to Walgreens, to H-E-B, and everything else. And so I can see why that has exploded in popularity, and we're going to find out all about it, and we're going to do it all right after this. Hey, this is Jason. No matter what your spring and summer plans are, we've got everything you need right here at the co-op. Visit us in-store, online, sign up for the newsletter, and follow us on social media. Whether you're raising puppies and chickens in the backyard or a herd of cattle out on the ranch, it's better here.
All right, Jason, thanks so much for joining us. First off, just tell us the basics to be successful in backyard poultry. If you've never done it, what are the things you need to know?
Of course. So backyard basics, chickens, simple things. You need to make sure you have a water source. You need to have some sort of food source for them to get to. You need shelter, whether that be a nice fancy coop you can go pick up somewhere or maybe a cage in the back that you are blocking the north wind. You also need to make sure you can keep them cool during the summer and then warm during the winter. Those are going to be your basics that you really need to do and have in your yard or on your property to really take care of those chickens and let them survive the best that they can.
I also love ground beef, but they won't let me at the homeowners bring a cow into my backyard. So, I mean, if I'm just starting from scratch, I've got a pretty decent-sized yard. What do you suggest that you need from not having this to finishing and being successful at it?
So the first thing you're going to need to do is get you some kind of shelter. You can go to co-op or any other place. Most places sell some version of a coop, something that you can lock them into. Unfortunately, critters really like chickens as much as we do. So being able to lock them up and put them into a coop where they can't get to them is going to make sure that you have safety. Even my grandma's cats.
I was just going to ask you, are there dogs or cats that will actually protect the chickens instinctively?
Well, dogs will protect, but cats, my grandma's cats was notorious for killing my chickens.
Oh,
and so if I didn't lock them up, you could bet I was going to lose a chicken as a kid. Each night I didn't do that. So being able to lock them up is number one. Go out, get you a water system. They make some that are just basic water buckets that you can fill up overnight and every day. Make sure you give them fresh water. They even make systems nowadays where they're automatic. Chickens go up to it. They can drink the water. It fills it back, fills itself back up, or there's a little nipple that they can basically put their beak next to and the water comes out. You need to get you a food trough. If you're starting fresh baby chicks, you need to get a starter feeder and work your way up to the bigger feeders. And then the last thing is making sure that you have an area for them to go out to in the sun. You can't keep them in the coop all day. They do like to get out in the sun just like we do. Go around scratching the ground looking for bugs, rocks, things along those lines so that they can really live their best life.
Awesome. So obviously we carry all those kind of supplies to get you started and keep you going once they're larger, more mature animals. But obviously we care the most about feed around here, so we've got a couple options. Obviously, like you said, we've got a chick starter to begin with, and then we also offer scratch, pellet, and crumble. What are your thoughts and suggestions on those?
So obviously when you get the chicks, you got to get that starter. The starter is going to be the one that's going to be a crumble. It really gets them going. Sometimes you can even get a medicated one, but just the regular starter will work. From there, you're going to want to get a grower. Typically, the starter, you're going to last about 2 weeks to 3 weeks or so, and then you'll switch them to a grower. They'll be on the grower for a while. From there, you'll move into a layer feed. You want to give them on a layer. A lot of people like to buy that scratch, but if you're going to want these chickens to lay eggs, make sure you get a feed that is made for layers. You can use that scratch as an alternative to mix in or as a treat. But if you want the eggs, definitely get the layer because that's what's going to help them to produce those eggs that everybody wants. Because, yes, during COVID, the eggs were very hard to find. And if you didn't have some chickens or know somebody who had some chickens, you probably were going to be looking for a while. So if you want those eggs, make sure you get that layer feed. And then after that, you can give them little bits of scraps. Vegetables, maybe you're cooking something, you got some scraps, throw those to the chickens, they love them. Anytime you can get them bugs or anything along those lines, it's fun to watch them chase them, and they go crazy over it, but those are going to be your basics.
Now, of course, I'm a suburbanite, lifelong suburbanite. What would your advice be, any mistakes that you see people make, any negatives that people should, not negatives, anything that people should avoid doing when preparing to get into this?
As far as avoiding anything, the biggest thing is don't jump head over heels into it. Start off with a little bit at first. Make sure it's something that you want to do. Because if you go out and buy 30 chickens, well, that's a lot of chickens that you're going to have to deal with. Because one of the biggest things is cleaning up after them. As the pens get dirty, the coop gets dirty, you're going to have to find something to do with those shavings that you put in there and clean up after them. So if you don't want them long term, I will be honest, it's hard to get rid of them. I have some 4-H'ers that raise meat birds, and trying to get rid of 30 chicks is going to be a little difficult. So make sure you start off small, because people are more willing to take 5 chicks off your hand or 10 chicks off your hand versus 30 or even more than that.
Speaking of the chicks, you know, we try to get a wide variety of breeds whenever we get chicks in to sell. So you've got options, obviously, that are more production-based, and then some that are just kind of cool, and they've got fancy feathers or a weird thing on their head or blue or things like that. What are some of your favorites, and then some suggestions on ones to start with?
As a kid, I was that one who, I liked the fancy chickens. I had feather-footed chickens. I had the top hat chicken, and they looked real cool walking around the ranch. But if you're wanting just some basic good layers, Rhode Island Reds, Bar Rocks, some of those basic ones that you can pick up at your local co-op or Tractor Supply, those are going to be really good. And if you want those fancy ones like I did, you're probably going to have to go out a little bit and go through a different source. Typically, we don't carry those as much in those situations just because they're so unique. But those other ones are going to be a little more hardy for you, especially in this area where we get a lot of heat here in Texas. I have a feeling this summer is going to be another hot one, just like the past
year. Please don't say that.
But those are going to be a little more hardy.
Now, you mentioned the heat. I want to talk about the other side of it. We don't get a lot of those winter storms, but we do get some freezing weather. Can the chicks stand up to that? I mean, is that something you have to be concerned about in the winter months?
Absolutely. So whether you got chicks or chickens, if we get like the past two winters where we've had, it seems like a week long of single digits or teens, make sure you have some sort of heating source. It could be a heating lamp or something along those lines, but chicks and the chickens are going to need it just because it is so cold. The last thing you also want to do is if you have any open window air going into your coop, you want to seal that. Get you some black plastic or some kind of paper to put over it. You could use old feed bags if you want, staple it on there. But you want to cover up those coverings, get a heat lamp in there just to keep them warm, because like us, if we were outside all night in that cold and all day, we'd be freezing too.
Absolutely.
So if someone's listening, they're starting to get the idea, maybe I'll get some chicks. In our area, you know, if you're listening from somewhere else, you have to call your extension agent. But if you're in Comal County, what are the regulations in our area for backyard chickens?
So as far as in the city limits, New Braunfels has a rule that you can only have 4 hens.
Oh.
Four hens, no roosters. Apparently people don't want their crowing all times of day here in New Braunfels. But it's four hens is what you're allowed to have. That's four eggs a day if you do it right. So over a week's time period, that's still a lot of eggs. I know some of my neighbors have them, and then every so often you'll see some random chickens walking around in town. So you know they're here, but that is what it is. As far as, and if you go out into the county past the city limits, well, the sky's the limit there. You're going to have as many as you want, just in the city limits. The only other exception is if you have an HOA. Some HOAs don't allow those, so make sure you check with your HOA to find out if chickens are allowed, animals are allowed, because some HOAs don't like little animals, so it's okay to have a horse or maybe a cow. Some are the opposite, so be sure to check with your HOA.
Of course, I've seen the chicks when they arrive, and they're a little tiny. For someone like me who has no clue, let's say you take those chicks home, what kind of timeline until they actually start producing eggs? Provided you do everything right. We follow all of your advice.
Provided you do everything right, usually within 6 months to a year, you'll probably start seeing some eggs.
Yeah, I was thinking you buy the chick, you get an egg the next day. So I see, this is what I mean. You don't. That's why we have experts on the show.
So, yeah. But, you're going to be in it for a little while before you do see a return.
And then last question or last comment. Years ago, we had somebody at church that would bring farm-fresh eggs. Was I imagining it? I thought they tasted better. I thought the scrambled eggs were a little fluffier compared to the ones you get at the grocery store. Was I imagining that, or do you think that's true?
There's no scientific proof behind it, but for me, yes. It's kind of like growing your own tomatoes. Those tomatoes definitely taste better.
Because you grew, right? Yeah.
It's yours. But yes, for me, growing up, eggs always tasted better out of the chicken coop than when we had to go buy them. But it all goes to that person and what they think.
Should we be, like, really typical and ask them which came first, the chicken or the egg? Because this is something I heard it on Sesame Street when I was, like, 7 years old. I was like, that is actually really a good question.
It's a really great question.
And, you know, Mandy Jo once said that a cow is the only thing that turned grass into a steak. And I've always been fascinated by eggs because when you really analyze it, it really seems odd that this oval-looking white thing comes out of this feathered bird. And, oh, by the way, you can eat it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, everybody makes fun of me because I don't eat eggs. I have never in my whole entire life enjoyed an egg in my whole entire life. I wish that I did. They're so easy. They're so protein-packed. They're so good for you. They're such a good source of nutrients.
I learn something new about her every show.
I will not eat it. I cannot do it. I can't even watch people eat scrambled eggs. So I do not have backyard birds, obviously.
For all of you egg lovers, do not send us hate emails or anything like that. Annie Jo is entitled to her breakfast preferences. I love eggs. I actually love eggs. And to your point, years and years ago, I did grow some peppers in the backyard, and I thought, wow, these are the greatest scrambled eggs because my three or four peppers had actually grew to maturity, made them taste that much better. Jason, thank you so much for all of the great information. I think it's one of those things that if people have probably thought about doing, think it's too complicated. You made it sound like it's something anybody, even somebody like me, could take on and be successful. Thank you so much for joining us on the It's Better Here podcast.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Wow. You don't eat eggs.
I know. I want to.
You're
so
a Taylor
bad.
Swift fan, and you don't eat eggs. What else are we going to find out about Mandy Jo through the course of this conversation? I have always been, not freaked out, but the egg, when you really think about it, it's kind of weird, right?
It is.
So how's Blue doing?
He's good, learning the ropes, thriving, growing every day, so living the dream.
Absolutely. And Buddy's not jealous? He's doing okay with them?
He is adjusting. He's for sure still the number one man in the house, yeah, dealing with a puppy's tough on him.
Very, very good. Hey, folks, don't forget, if you heard this podcast and you're thinking, hey, I'm tired of spending $8 on a dozen eggs, let's go ahead and invest in the gear. Don't forget, you can get it all right here at the co-op. And it doesn't matter if you are at a suburban home off County Lybrone here in New Braunfels or out on a farm in Lavernia, no matter where you are.
It's better here.
Which come first, the chicken or the egg? How could something so fat and buttery come from something so smooth and pearly? Which come first, the chicken or the egg? Which come first, the feather or the shell? Which come first, the feather or the shell?
when you see one egg or cover, do you ever think about its mother? Oh, which comforter sleeps on the shelf?